Hallelujah. Do you serve the God of wonders?
Yes.
Do you serve the God of wonders?
Yes.
There was a man that came to Jesus and he said, Master, the scripture says that man was covered in leprosy. And when he came, he wasn't even sure if Jesus would heal him. He wasn't sure. Jesus was just coming from the mountain and he had taught them. You know, when Jesus teaches you and you are still not sure, So, I'm at peace now. Because even Jesus taught some people, and after hours, they were not sure if it was the will of God for them to be free. And the man came, he had leprosy, and he said, Master, he said, if you are willing, you can make me whole. I just finished preaching about this thing. And Jesus reached out to him. The man had leprosy. And he said, I am willing. Behold. And the scales fell off that man's body. That thing you think God is not interested in, he has been showing interest before you were born. He's mindful of you. He's interested in what is happening in your life. Not just your spiritual life, your marriage, your finance. Are you making progress? Are you happy? Are you happy? Like, can you imagine God asking you, are you happy? What's the problem? He's not talking to you about speaking in tongues and he just say, are you happy? How's your business? The Lord just wants to be sure you are okay. He said, I am willing. If you are willing, that is, if it is in the will of God for me to be free of this affliction, then you can make me whole. And Jesus said, look, I understand your prayer. There are some prayers that are prayers of faith, but there are prayers that are like the prayers of Peter. Lord, save me. Lord, help me. They are not prayers of faith. They are prayers for mercy and help. And you need to learn how to pray those kind of prayers. Because sometimes you may be too strong and God may not know how to help you until you admit that even your own faith is not working again. He is the God of wonders. That means he doesn't do anything if it will not make a statement. He will not do it. Can you imagine somebody has been carrying leprosy around for years and Jesus just came and he said, it is my will for you to be healed. Do you know what it means when the doctor tells you have leprosy? Just go home. You can't even live with people again. You go to a leper's colony. The guy managed to come out and his only question was not whether he could be healed. That the reason why I've not been healed all these years, is it that it's not your will for me? Is it your will for me to die like this? And God said, no. Actually, be made whole. Hallelujah. Let me tell your neighbor, be made whole. Now say it like a prophet, be made whole. Now say it one more time, brother, be made whole. He's the God of wonders. And you've got to believe it. Because you may be high spiritually, but if the other aspect of your life, you are low there. Bring it down a bit. Listen to me. You may be anointed. But if things are not working for you, people will despise you. People will despise you. I had a meeting with a few folks recently, and after the meeting, we were able to resolve some issues. But the question now arose, and somebody asked me, he said, if you are not doing well, do you think they would have called you to beg you? I said, no. You may be anointed, but you may be at the backside of the desert. Pharaoh, you are not a threat to Pharaoh as long as you are at the backside. The moment you take your staff and come out, they notice you. You will not be pushed to the side anymore. There's something that is called influence. Influence is very important. And you need it. You may not be there. They want to make a decision in your office and they mention it. And the boss there will say, no, leave him. Don't touch him. It's influence. You are not there, but your name is speaking for you. Don't touch this one. He's rude. Leave him. I like him like that. But some people, they only mention the first letter of their name. They say, oh, is it Kunle? Say, take him out. Send him to the mines. Send him to... when I was in Oceanic Bank, and one of my colleagues was... she's not married. She sits beside me. So she was teaching me. I was her boss. But because I came, I'm new. So she has to teach me the work. But I'm her boss. So my boss now called me and said, I see the way you and this girl, you are laughing. He now called the girl, say, come. He said, stand here. He said, the other boy, that day that was trying to do one kind, he was smiling with you. What happened to him? He said, they transferred him to Gombe. He said, you have heard. It's the work we say you should learn, that you should learn, though. I was just a new boy from university. I want to work. But you know, when you are learning work, you know, you learn other things. So the man told me, just focus on what we say you should learn. And he called the girl. That boy, the other one that was here before, what was that his name? What happened? The boy, he said, yeah, I said they transfer him. Say, this girl, man, big ogres have interest in her. So my son, it will be good for you to just focus on, because I see the way you are laughing, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. If any of those managers see you, you are going to Gombe. So me, I left her. I went to look for someone else to teach me. So my good intention will not be even spoken of. Say, see, because you look at his face, this boy, his hands are not clean. And they move you to Karan Namoda. Then you say, ah, who did I offend? You didn't offend anybody. Is this your smile that put you inside trouble? Today, as we are gathered, I trust the Lord for something definite for you. This is the city of refuge. Everyone who comes into this place today will be met by the Lord. And even for those who are joining online, because there's no distance in the spirit. Hallelujah. Now wonder. Hold it. You see, I want you to imagine that thing, that if God does it for you today, it will be a wonder. If you know you are not ready to go and prostrate in front of one Baba's house, and they are telling you to put calabash on your head, because there are people that are going there, their names are Isaac, Bandele, James, but they are carrying things on their head, wearing white clothes and dancing in circles. Daniel, what is a Daniel carrying calabash on his head for? So, may you not be pushed to the point where you will be carrying calabash on your head. You should.
Amen.
And I will sing praises to you. Oh God, my high strength, I will sing. Oh God, you are my strength. The Lord will be your strength. The Lord will fight your battles. The Lord will bring peace to your life. I thought your amen would be louder. You look all around you. You look all around you and everything will be peaceful. Because it's our strength. You will not labor for God and be tired again. Because he will be your strength. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe that prayer? Do you accept that prayer? You are my strength. Say I will sing.